Friends, welcome to another episode of What You Need to Hear, the podcast for anybody who wants to create a healthier and happier lifestyle. I'm Nick Coyle, a transformational life coach who works with clients that want to create change, confidence, and consistency. And I'm passionate about doing that through ditching the all or nothing mindset and starting to adopt the approach of a simpler step-by-step approach, which will help you get long-lasting results. This week's topic, we're diving in this time of year. It's all about New Year's resolutions, why they more often than not don't work, and how we can switch that up for an alternative approach that simplifies anything that you want to work on. So let's dive in. So does anyone else find that this time of year feels a bit like limbo? We are just after having Christmas, which has had such a big build up, but yet it's gone by in the blink of an eye. It's like, oh my God, it's done again for another year. You're asking yourself, what are you doing for New Year? Everybody's got like a different take. Are you a partier? Are you a stay at home, have a quiet night and enjoy quiet time type of person? And generally in this week where most of us off work, lazing about, out of our regular routine, and we've probably overindulged a bit at Christmas, and New Year, new start, new beginning is a kind of mindset mentality that a lot of people have got going on right now. Well, one of these things or both of these things can lead to us adopting an all or nothing mindset. And what that all or nothing mindset generally tends to translate into are New Year's resolutions. You see, the thing about New Year's resolutions is that they revolve around changing a lot in a little space of time. Now, I'm sure you've all encountered someone at some point in your life who has undergone or achieved a really significant physical transformation, only to end up back where they started. And this might have been a celebrity that you've seen do it, or somebody that you know personally who's achieved it and gone through that cycle. And you've asked yourself that question, how the hell can they waste all of that hard work that they've put in? Well, the truth is that that hard work generally revolved around restrictions. Yes, they worked hard, but they also restricted themselves in a considerably unhealthy way, which meant that they weren't able to sustain that long term. If they were so focused on the end result, then that means that they were less focused on the process. And we can all be guilty of this. The allure of the end result, the pictures of the amazing bodies that we see in magazines, or the happiness that we see from those living their best life and putting that out there in social media, we can use that as our own motivation. But in using it for our motivation, we don't pay attention to the restrictions that we're putting in place, which won't be able to sustain long term. And what happens is we reach our milestone, we reach our goal, but we're not prepared for what needs to be done to maintain the results that we've achieved. You see, the challenge lies in being able to overcome that feeling that you need to change everything about your life or your lifestyle in one go in order to be able to achieve the result that you want. For example, you want to lose weight, so you feel like you need to lose all the enjoyment in the food that you eat. You want to get fitter, so you feel like you need to lose all your spare time to exercise or the gym. You want to be happier and have better people in your life, so you feel like you need to just cut out those what you class as toxic people in your life. Well, let's look at this in another way. I'm sure that, again, you've all heard of those people who've won a massive amount of money on the lotto only to go and lose it all. Then we look at that and we say to ourselves, well, how did that happen? Well, they got a large windfall. They hadn't learned how to manage their money. They got up, caught up in the thrill of being able to afford expensive things and living a lavish lifestyle. Can't even speak, I'm getting tongue-tied again today. And rather than developing the behavior of managing their money, they got caught up in the excitement of living their best life and didn't watch the old figure on the bank account. Let's put that in comparison to the person who worked through their life building an education, taking those results, and then starting to work their way up in a business or build their own business, and through that, managing their finances, managing their spending, managing their habits, behaviors, and thoughts to then get themselves to the point where they were financially independent. The reason that they are able to sustain it long term is because they've worked from the bottom up, and not, I don't mean from like rags to riches. I mean, they worked from the bottom up in terms of developing healthy, long lasting behaviors through small steps and changes, making sure that there's progress along the way. So how does this sit in with the challenges of those New Year's resolutions or all or nothing mindset, quick, big transformations that people or we want? Well, let's go back to those things we talked about earlier. You know, I said you want to lose weight, so you feel you have to lose all the enjoyment in the food that you're eating by being on a diet. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you just have to start paying more attention to what you're eating, raising your awareness, keeping a food journal, identifying patterns within your eating behaviors that either help you get to where you want to be or are holding you back. Maybe you don't need to give up all of your spare time to exercise in the gym. Maybe you need to develop a routine where you choose the amount of time you'd like to dedicate in your week that will help you work towards your goal, keep you healthy, and not mean sacrificing good times or happy times with friends or, you know, hours in bed, because we do love those too. And when it comes to feeling like you need to cut out toxic people in your life, maybe it's time to sit back and ask yourself, are they all toxic people in your life? Or is it that you haven't set clear enough boundaries with people and therefore you feel like they're toxic because you don't manage the relationship between you and them? Maybe just having either simple conversations with them or taking a step back and showing them that changes need to happen in the relationship can help you to build healthier and happier relationships. The difference with all of these things versus the all or nothing mindset is that you identify one small change that you can make and you focus on putting that process in place so that it will last long term. For me, I always say to people that the alternative to the all or nothing approach is a simple, structured approach with small steps, which you break down and make even smaller. Five questions that I like to use when I'm working on this for myself or with anybody when they're undergoing a time of change or the start of something new is to ask these five questions. First of all, what is your intention? What's your overall intention? What's the big dream here? Go as big, as wild, as mad, and as crazy as you want. Because being able to identify your intention leads to the second part, which is, why is this your intention? Why does this matter to you? Because when you understand why it matters to you and how it ties into who you are as a person or who you want to be as a person, it will help you to stay motivated on the days where you feel tired, where you feel exhausted, where you've had a stressful day or you feel like you don't give a damn. Once you've identified that why, the next part or the third part is to say, well, what can I do? What single thing could I just put in place today that I could begin to focus on that will help me move towards achieving what it is that I want for myself? When you figure that out, start to think around time. When would you like to do it by? When would you like to start working on this thing? When would you like to have achieved it by? What time frame are you going to put on the steps that you put in place? And just focus on them. Keep it simple. Just focus on the first one, that first step. Just for a week or 2 weeks, just focus on one simple little 5-minute action that you can take every day, or one simple change that you can tick off on a daily list every single day. And then ask yourself, how will you begin? And when I say, how will you begin, I mean, will you start with this process in mind? Will you focus on remaining consistent? What is going to be your goal? Motivation can escape us, but discipline can lead to consistency, and consistency trumps everything. If your goal and your focus is to remain consistent in your efforts to take that one small step every day, then your big intention will become so much more attainable. And not in the long run, but in changing your behavior, you're working towards that intention being something that lasts a long, long time. So break it down, and then break it down some more. And that's right, make it smaller, and then smaller again. Something that you can unquestionably achieve each day. An action you can do each day until you prove to yourself, I've got this, I'm ready for the next part, I'm on my way, I'm moving forward, I'm doing this for myself. Stop yourself from doing what you've always done, the fads, diets, the excessive overhauls, the extreme approaches. Instead of diving in, sit at the edge of the pool and just dangle your feet in the water for a while. Get used to the temperature of the water, and when you're ready, ease yourself in at the shallow end and work from there. Stop the whole diving in deep thing. New Year's resolutions are great for creating a focus for something we want to do, but as I said before, they tend to revolve around an all or nothing mindset. If you want to be in a different place, a different space, and a different mentality this time next year, then start small and work your way up. I'm going to have a really simple worksheet that accompanies today's episode that will help you work through that process of working from intention to beginning and taking your first steps. So if you would like to get your hands on that, feel free to jump over to my Instagram page at Nick Coyle Coaching on Instagram and send me a DM just asking for the Identify Your Intention worksheet. Alternatively, you can go to www.nickcoylecoaching.com, use the chat bot in the bottom right corner, and again, just send through a request for the Identify Your Intentions worksheet. Friends, there you have it. That's another episode of What You Need to Hear. Thank you for joining me again this week, and I hope you've taken away the sentiment from this week's episode, which is work on your choices and behaviors one by one, and this will lead to long-lasting results through consistency. I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Have a great day. Have an even better week. Happy New Year if you're listening to this at the time it goes live. And until next week, keep chasing those dreams.